Hey, gang, Fraser Smith and Joe Bartnick, we are here for Puck Off, and you guys like making great money, don't you? Well, here's a really cool opportunity I want to share with you, driving with Uber. Yeah, Joe. Uber, as you know, is that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I take Uber everywhere.
I know you do. You're smart.
Even from the kitchen to the living room. I have a big house. I take Uber everywhere. I love them. And in chatting with the different drivers, some of them have really interesting stories to tell as to why they drive with Uber. And, you know, they basically love being their own boss. And they love earning great money. And it's easy to start. You just need a car and a license. So we'll tell you more about it. It's a very flexible option for you people out there if you want to drive for Uber. If you've got a car or a license, you can put them both to work for you and start earning serious life-changing money today. Just sign up and drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. All right, gang. Welcome to Puck Off. Fraser Smith here. Joe Bartnick over there.
I should have took Uber here.
Yeah, right.
I'm sick of these hour and a half commutes.
That's a long commute.
It's like, only because I love Puck Off so much and I love the fans. Because I'm telling you, I need Uber helicopter.
That would be good.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Uber copper.
That's not
Uber
a bad idea.
No, wouldn't that be sick to do that?
Just give me a zip line down to wherever.
Well, you live
going.
In the Hollywood Hills. You can use a zip line. I'm on flat land. I wouldn't get very far.
No, that's true. You know, I love today's show. The premise of today's show.
It is your show. It's your premise. But first, big happy news. The Penguins got so much better yesterday.
I saw that, man.
I mean, and I know you're going to say, hey, wasn't Nick Bonino the guy you said wasn't worth anything?
Yeah, why did he get traded for... You're glad to have him back.
Well, I'm glad to have Bonino over Sutter. I mean, see, I said Bonino was nothing when he was traded from Anaheim for Kessler.
Kessler, you're right.
Right. According to Ian Baggar, right, according to the city of Vancouver, I'm not right. But now we got Bonino and this kid, Glendening, which at first I thought they said Glendening, which I thought, did he get traded to Vancouver? And then I thought, and I knew I heard wrong because that's just ridiculous. But yeah, we got rid of Sutter, who is the weakest of all Sutters.
He's the weakest of all the Sutters?
Of the 10 Sutters.
There's a lot of Sutters.
Yeah, he's the least physical.
So you don't feel bad about that?
No, he makes too much money for a mediocre third line center. He scores a few big goals, I'll give him that. But Bonino has more points and goals than him. And we get a young kid, Glendening, who's a pretty good young defenseman, probably won't make the team. And we swap picks, where now we get a number two second round pick instead of a third round pick.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you know, in reality, what I was really excited about was we signed Eric Fair from the Capitals.
Eric Fair is good.
He's what the Penguins haven't had in 5 years. A legitimate, tough, big, 6'4", 220, third line center, goes in the corners, will mix it up, big shoulders. Big onions, just a man.
Yeah,
he's a man.
Awesome. He's awesome, and that is what you needed.
It's exactly what we need. We need five more of them. But and they say, well, he had elbow surgery in June. He's out until December. I mean, I don't care if they cut off one of his arms. Eric Fair is better than and Craig Adams. I mean,
you needed a guy who's tough,
yeah,
and can get it done. And I think that is a great pick.
Clutch playoff guy.
Yeah, that's a good addition.
Grit. And Bonino obviously is going to play. He's a bigger guy than Sutter, a little more onions. And so we get two guys now that are going to be able to play on our third and fourth line.
So that helped you guys.
Yeah, and it's only like $300,000 more than just Sutter himself.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
a great,
bad.
Great
yeah.
day for Jim Rutherford. Now,
do you want some more, some other Penn news?
I think this puts us back in the playoffs. But I will say this: they need one rugged defenseman to really do something to really say, hey, we could make a run this year all the way. We need a big defenseman.
All right.
I'm not saying we need Char. I mean, we need Char, but I'm not saying we need a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying.
But we need a big.
We need somebody.
Guy back there.
We need
yeah.
somebody. The other big news, folks, is our old buddy, the genius Lou Lamoriello, has quit the Devils and gone to Toronto. Just as we put him on the Devils. Mount Rushmore. He cuts himself off and joins Uncle Shanny in Toronto.
Well, okay. Toronto will have to see, man. That's an interesting scenario out there.
You know what? What are you going to say? Toronto got a lot smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, they should know what they're doing now.
Well, they got the coach.
They got the best coach. They got the best GM.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to – I mean, now they just have to – just now they have to get Stamkos.
Just need the team. Yeah. They got Stamkos.
If he got, Fetisov out of Russia, he could probably get Stamkos out of Tampa Bay, right?
I wouldn't put anything past him. That guy can do anything. By the way, in Penguins news again, Lidstrom, they had an interview with Nick Lidstrom, and he one of my all-time favorite defensemen.
Yes, I think Lidstrom will be appearing later in this show.
Yes, I do too. Anyway, he says in an interview that Lemieux was the best player he ever faced.
Look at that.
Best player ever.
Yes.
That he ever faced.
Yes.
That's saying a lot because he faced them all.
He faced them all. But I will say that, no one loves Mario more than me. So I think he's right. But the other thing is, he came in when Gretzky was like a St. Louis Blue.
Well, that's true.
So,
yeah, that's true.
But
he didn't see the great one in his prime.
But certainly would never, I mean, to me, because Lemieux for 8 years played with nobody, and Gretzky played with, a bodyguard and Jari Kurri.
Supporting cast, yeah.
And the doctor. Yeah. So that's, because the numbers, you can't go by anything. I just, by my eye
when
test.
When you look at Gretzky's numbers, it's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I mean,
it's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
he's
Babe
got
Ruth.
More assists than anyone else has total points.
Yeah. It's Babe Ruth. It's just, it's stupid. But
four 200 point seasons? Come on.
They don't call him the great one because he's mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people could be the mediocre one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah. There's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. A few other things.
Any other news? What else?
Yeah, Arizona has agreed, or whatever, the city of Glendale has said they will put up with horrible hockey for two more years. They're not moving to Vegas, I guess.
They won't go to Vegas. Now, does Vegas get a franchise?
Well, that was kind of – I didn't put that in the news because I think that was last week's news that, them in Quebec City are the only two that officially say they want a team. Because Seattle, I think, wants to come in and say, well, you need us more than we need you, so we don't want to pay $500
million. Yeah,
so we'll
trying.
See what happens. Quebec will pay – they're going to pay $800 million in Canadian money. So,
well, yeah, with the exchange rate, that's under five.
And $500 million in Vegas is they lose and make that every day, so that's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing to them.
But it's a big deal to the fans in Arizona, and it's a big deal to me because now I'll go watch the Penguins play in Glendale.
So does Vegas get a franchise in the next couple years anyway?
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah. But now it's not going to be Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no one's going anywhere for 2 years.
Right.
And why would they want to go now that John Scott is there? I guess season tickets just flew out the door. Go see John Scott.
Of course.
In interesting news for the Washington Capitals, great news for the Capitals.
Yeah.
Among all their other good news this offseason, Holtby.
I saw that.
Signed 5 years, $60 million. It's a great deal for them.
They had to make that sign, too.
Oh, wait. No, pardon me. It's 5 years, $30
million. Oh, well, yeah. 60 sounded pretty high.
Yeah, $6 million a year is a great deal. A great deal for him.
Yeah.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, and they needed him. And they're looking good, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they made the moves to keep moving up. And it's funny, they just said that – I just heard this. I mean, it's not news, but Ovi's never been in a conference final.
Is that right? Really? Wow, that's an interesting stat.
It's kind of weird.
It is a little weird
and wacky. But $6 million a year, is not a bad number for. I think he's one of the top five goalies.
I would say, yeah.
And now you got him locked up, so when the cap goes up, or when salaries go up, you have him locked up.
No, that's a decent price for everybody.
I think it makes sense for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't put ridiculous pressure on him either, as much as he's a goalie. He has it anyway. But if he's making $8 million a year, you probably have more pressure on him.
It always puts more pressure.
And interesting in the news of the weird and the wacky and the bizarre and the downright stupid, Alexei Semin signed with the Montreal Canadiens 1 year, $1.1 million.
That seems a little low.
Well, it seems a little ridiculous. I mean, it's low if you think Semin is going to play hard and try. It's high if you know that he's a junkyard. I mean, I can't believe that he's not in the KHL, but I really can't believe that he's going to be coached by Michael Therrien. So that is going to last about if he's on that team in November 15th, I will be sure. Therrien
so,
might
really?
Not be. Oh, he's the anti-Therrien.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that is true.
He's a coach killer. He's a coach killer, Semin.
Yeah, you're right.
The only one who was immune to Semin was Barbecue Bruce, because Barbecue Bruce was like Inspector Clouseau. He didn't know he was even getting killed by a coach killer.
No, I didn't even know.
Boudreaux was just putting him
didn't
out there.
Didn't even dawn on him.
Semin might not be the player you think he is. Sayre might not be the player. But I feel sorry for you, Therrien, but, you know. I mean, hey, he'll be in a contract year. That's usually when he plays well. So,
well, that could be.
We'll see. Yeah. But, I don't see him fitting in with the Canadiens. All those guys are hard workers up there in Montreal. I don't see him fitting in there. I don't see him fitting in there at all. I really don't. I mean, and that's like the first bad move Bergeron's made in 3 years. But
Babcock, very excited about Lamoriello.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Home run. He called it a home run.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as he got there, he's probably, wait a second, Shanahan's making these deals.
Right, yeah.
I mean, no one loves Shanny more than me, as you will see in a few minutes. But, I mean, I don't know. Shanny's GM track record is only doesn't look so bad because of his role in the disciplinary office.
Yeah, he was at least better than he was there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, let me ask something. Another bit of Penguins news.
Yes.
How about this goalie Murray? In the AHL,
well, he was an incredible goalie last year in the AHL.
Record setting.
Yeah, I didn't want to use that word because I didn't. That was your homework.
Yeah,
so I don't want to be wrong. So
yeah. That's the guy, and so they're going to hold on to him.
Yeah, they're going to hold on to him, but he's not going to. He's not going to be the. He's like going to stay.
Not going to be the backup.
No, he's going to stay in the AHL. Because why not have him play like 70 games and
get a lot of ice time, then sit
and watch Fleury. So we're going back to Zakhoff actually.
Are you?
As our backup? Yeah. The guy Greiss got moved to another Patrick Division team.
But nice to have Murray in the pipeline.
I think Greiss is either an Islander or a Ranger right now, and that's good because Greiss is. He's a backup goaltender who made a little too much money, in my opinion. If you're going to pay Fleury a lot and you're going to play him a lot, your backup goaltender doesn't have to be worth $2 million.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're up against the cap, when you can only play five defensemen for a month because you can't afford to field a sixth guy from Wilkes-Barre Scranton because he throws you over the cap. You don't need it. But the guy, I guess, Curry's good and Zakhoff's serviceable. But I guess we had a guy, Yari, who's supposed to be like the hot flash guy, and I guess he took a step backwards.
Oh, really?
And now Curry is ahead of him. Obviously, when you break records in the AHL, you're going to be ahead of a few people. But Tristan Yari. Yeah, Tristan Yari.
Murray, I think it is.
Well, Yari's the guy that is Tristan Yari's the guy that Murray is now ahead of on the depth chart. All right, That's the news of the day.
Okay.
So we actually had some news. Last week, I was like, there'll be no news for Rutherford skipped summer vacation. He didn't go to Cedar Point, I guess.
He missed out.
He missed out in Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay, now our captain, the original six, Frazier Smith, said last week, let's do, I think we might have did this version.
Did we already do this one time?
No, well, you know, it's a year and a half ago, people forget. But I don't know if we did it, now we're doing it two ways. I don't know if we exactly which way we did, so now we're actually doing it two different ways, so things will be different. We're going to pick what we consider to be the best team ever that we could ever construct, and then we're going to pick our favorite team
ever.
Ever. Okay.
That we could ever construct.
Okay, so I guess
our favorite players.
Okay, so here's what I did to make it way more interesting.
Okay,
however you did it, sir, is your choice.
I don't know. I just
I did it where the players are not the same. Anybody on my best team is not eligible to be on my favorites team.
Oh, okay.
Just to make it harder, because obviously my best team's going to be my favorites team, and I'm picking two.
Well, kind of. It could be. Although I switch mine up just to guys who are my favorites, even if they're not that great.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I did pick the best of my favorites. Like I love I love Dallas Drake. He's not making all-star teams.
No, but you like him.
No. Like, I love Francois Leroux. He's not making anybody's all-star team. I like Matt Bolesky, but, you know, he's not making all-star team.
No.
So here we go with our teams, our favorites, but not the best team, or let's do that first. Or no, let's do our best team first.
Best team first. Okay. Best team first. Okay. Do you want to hear mine?
Do your forwards first.
Well, my forwards are Gordie Howe at right wing.
Yes.
Mario center.
There you go.
I know Gretzky's a center, but I moved him over to left wing.
Well, there you go.
And then I got Bobby Orr and Scott Stephens.
There you go.
How are you going to beat that line?
You're not. That's it right there.
All right. You want my second line?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
No, you know what? You want to do your 12 forwards, my 12 forwards?
Okay, the forwards only. Okay, let's see.
It's so we can see
we've got then my second line is Rocket Richard on right wing.
Oh, Jesus.
Sidney Crosby.
Look
center,
at that.
Bobby Hull.
Whoa.
Left wing. My third line, this may surprise some people, Mike Bossy at right wing.
There you go.
Mark Messier center. Luke Robitaille, left wing.
Lucky Luke.
And my defenseman, Duncan Keith and Chris Chelios.
Look at that.
That's my
Duncan
D.
Duncan Keith.
That's my D on that. And then here's my fourth line forwards. Guy Lafleur at right wing. Stevie Y. Center. And Ovi at left wing.
Look at that. A little juice on the fourth line.
Ovi. And then I picked two more defensemen.
Yeah.
Just for the heck of it.
Absolutely.
I got Ray Bourque.
Yep.
And Nicholas Lidstrom.
There you go. So I'll do my forwards. Now here's the thing. I didn't pick guys I didn't see, because obviously Mr. Howe and Mr. Rocket Richard. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get to see him.
You did.
I actually did see him.
That's why you're the original six.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you not put the Rocket on the wing?
How do you not put the Rocket on?
How do you not put the Rocket on the wing?
Yeah.
So I actually picked with my forwards, I constructed this as a team.
Okay.
Like, as the greatest team ever.
All right, cool. Yeah,
okay,
that's cool.
So that was very good. So first line. We have, and I actually went through and made sure the right wings are right wings and the left wings are left wings. So
okay,
your left wing, your GM, your disciplinarian, the great Brendan Shanahan.
Ah,
my number one line is Shanny, Mario, and Jaromir Jagr.
That's a really interesting line.
That's the big boys.
Yeah, that's the big boys. That's a good line.
you don't beat that line.
Yep.
My second line, number 91, Sergei Fedorov, centers, Gino at left wing, Mike Bossy on right wing.
Yep, Mike Bossy. We both got him.
So I love that. Third line. What's a great third line? You want guys that can go both ways, right? I picked, in my opinion, the three greatest three-way centers of all time: Ronnie Francis at left wing, Trotch centering, and Stevie Y right wing.
There you go.
Fourth line. You gotta have Bobby Probert.
You know, he's on my all-time favorite team.
You look at Mario the wrong way, Bobby's coming over the boards. If Shandy can't protect him, Bobby Probert will. So got that fourth line center. Probably, you know, Mark Messier.
Yeah.
Who more do you want out there just taking big draws in the end?
Yeah.
Mark Messier, and then as a surprise pick, a team guy, a guy I love. Just because I think the fourth lines, I don't want to roll four lines. I want Mario, Fedorov, and Trotz, those lines out there. Big Buff, Dustin
wow.
Bufflin.
No one's gonna mess with Messier.
Well, the thing
with
is,
those two guys.
Because no one messes with Buff. He can drop back and play D. He can go up and play. He can play anywhere. He's a team guy.
That's an interesting line, man.
He told
Robert Messier.
I love
and
him.
Big Buff.
I think he's a team guy. He told Evander Kane to get lost. I think he's a team guy. I think he's the glue. He's the disco. Hey, Big Buff. Okay.
All right, that's a cool line.
On D. Right. The first line, the guys out there to stop your number one line, Chelios, Scott Stevens.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Chelios, Scott Stevens. Then we have my offensive D guys at the points on the power play, the great Nick Lidstrom, and the doctor Paul Coffey.
Always love Coffey.
Now on my third defensive pairing. The penalty killers extraordinaire. We have, here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
Ah, yeah.
And Denny Potvin.
Denny Potvin's pretty awesome.
My goaltender, the fabulous Patrick Wall.
That's who I've got.
Yep.
That's who I've got. I can't believe you didn't have Bobby Orr on there somewhere.
I didn't see Bobby Orr. I never saw Bobby Orr. And I knew Gretz would make your team, and I just, like, you know, I didn't want to – I wanted to pick my favorites.
Okay.
I mean, I love Gretzky, but, I mean, I love Mario and Trotch more. What can I say?
Okay.
My healthy scratches for okay. this team. Peter Forsberg, and I hate him, but you know what? In a playoff series, in a one-game playoff series, to maybe come in for Bufflin or something just to injure somebody – Dale Hunter.
Wow, Dale Hunter. Wow.
I said, I'm picking a team. The guys I want to go to war with.
I got you.
My healthy scratch defenseman is Zdeno Chara. My backup goaltender, the great Billy Smith. My head coach, Scotty Bowman.
I got Scotty, too.
Got it. Scotty Bowman. Who else can coach this team?
You got to have
Scotty Bowman.
Yeah. That's a really good, interesting team. I love that line of Probert, Messier, and Big Buff.
Yeah.
Who's going to want to mess with that line? That's pretty cool.
Just the forecheck.
Yeah.
Just one time, Buff coming down, just absolutely destroying
But
somebody.
I see what you did. You picked a team that you thought would play well together and fit well together. And
yeah, it's like, okay, there's 5 minutes left.
Right.
You know, big defensive draw. I'm throwing Trotch, Captain Ron, and Stevie Y out there.
Yeah, wow.
We're down a goal, minute and a half left. Jágr, Mario, Shanny over the boards.
That's a cool line.
Yeah, and then I love dreaming about Fedorov and Gino playing together.
Yeah, right?
Just the swirl, the dipsy-do, and then who better to be set up? I mean, both those guys love wingers, love setting people up than Mike Bossy. Mike Bossy's the best winger I've ever seen.
He's underrated. I don't know if he's underrated. No, he's not underrated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's, yeah.
You know, he's right at the top.
Yeah, he's almost in the, well, you know, like we did. I mean, on Rushmore's, obviously, it's Wayne, you know, it's Mr. Gretzky, Mr. Hal, Mr. Orr, and Mario.
That's a pretty obvious pick.
But the next four, Bossy has a legitimate claim.
Yeah.
Rocket Richard, Bossy is right there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how about some of the favorites that are not on your best team?
Well, that's
our favorites thing?
Yeah, so
the favorites. Oh,
yeah, the favorites team. So you have any
comments about your team?
Yeah, comments.
Well, I like the fact that you didn't pick some of the obvious guys. You didn't put Howe on there. I still think Bobby Orr's the best defenseman I've ever seen, though. You didn't get to see him, but this guy, nobody could skate like him.
No, but I think that's what makes a great, hopefully pretty good podcast is we differ. You're the old school guy.
That would be, let's see, is there anybody else? You didn't have Ray Bourque on there.
I've seen Ray. Honestly, my thing with Ray Bourque is, Mario has more highlight reel goals against Ray Bourque than almost anybody. And then he kind of left Boston to get his cheap. I don't know. I'm kind of down on Ray. I used to love Ray until he went to the Avalanche.
Really?
And I'm a big Avalanche guy. I mean, obviously I picked Forsberg and I'm not anti-Avalanche. I just kind of like, I don't know. I like guys that stay in one spot to get the,
Okay. Yeah, no, I got it. But, I think he was one of the best ever, and it's easy to be on Mario's highlight reel. He made a lot of people look bad.
Yeah, no, he did. He did, and you got to be out there against him to. But that's just.
But I do like Coffey and Lidstrom. That's an interesting matchup. Chelly and Stevens, man.
They're
going to set you up.
That's
a rugged line.
That's the Bruise Brothers.
And I forgot about Denny Potvin. I don't know why, but he's great.
Well, that's an Denny interesting. If you notice, my team is basically like Penguins, Red Wings, and the old Islanders mixed in. A couple other guys mixed in, but
Fedorov and Gino is an interesting pairing.
Yeah, I love Gino. That might be the only one that's out of, I guess, Bufflin. But that's the only one that might be a little out of bounds. The rest of them are, but he'll be in the Hall of Fame. The rest of them are just downright first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yeah. But Shanny, Mario, and Yager, that's a cool line.
That's who I dreamed. That's who every Penguin fan dreamed. We always dreamed we'd get Shanny.
You got the big power forwards there, and then you got Mario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you take Chelly? You didn't pick Chelly. Did you pick Chelly on your team?
Yeah, no, I got Chelly on my third line defense.
Okay.
With Duncan Keith.
Oh, that's right. The old Blackhawk line.
Come on, man. Duncan Keith. He's the only really.
You love Duncan Keith.
You know, he's unbelievable.
I love him too. But you are really. You are.
I was impressed in the playoffs. I was impressed in the finals.
Yeah.
And that goal that he got.
You love that goal.
I still replay that in my head.
I love it too. It made me look smart.
Well, you know what it is? It's what they always taught you, which nobody does. Follow your rebound.
Right.
You know? Well, I shouldn't say nobody does it, but nobody did it in a clutch situation like that. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
He's a good player, and he can play a lot of ice time.
He plays the whole game. You don't even need anybody else. Yeah. Him.
Now, I noticed you didn't have Sid on there. What?
Yeah. He doesn't. He's not as good. He's not as good as Mario Fedorov for Trottier.
Wow.
And Gino plays wing. He's never played wing. And in all honesty, he's not. He's not. I don't think he's part of the best team ever. If you construct a team, he's not on my. I mean, I didn't put Wayne on my list. If I'm going to just play favorites, I mean,
I got you. Yeah. Good point. No, that's a good point. But
he's not a fourth line. He's not going to center Probert and Bufflin. And I just know the way Sid.
Would you take Messier over Sid? You obviously did here, but I mean, would you? And if you were
in real life, oh my God, my friends will. I guess I'm never going back to Pittsburgh.
Let me ask you.
You know what? No, because Sid has had so many goals and so much fun stuff being a fan of Sid's. But now you asked me to win one game with my balls on the line, or if my kids held hostage, Dakin, I might take Messier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you watch me for a whole life, for a whole career, I'd rather watch Sid.
Well, I think so.
You know what? Yeah.
But you know who else is missing?
One, you asked me for one game? I'd rather, I mean, for your life depended on it, probably Messier. I'll be honest with you.
Well, you know, another guy that I don't see on your list anywhere, but I do have him on my favorite team, is the great Phil Esposito.
Well,
Espo.
As a person, who you want to have beers with, I think Phil Esposito is in the Mount Rushmore of life. But I didn't see Phil Esposito play.
Well, the reason I pick Espo is because Team Canada, when they were in that life and death struggle with Russia in the first series,
right?
He won it for him, really. I mean, you know, Paul Henderson scored the goal, but Espo was unbelievable in that series.
Right.
He kept the Canadians in it.
Right. Well, no, that's what you so you want to do. That now you want to move to the our
favorite team.
Favorites team. Yeah.
All right.
So we can see some
favorite
of the
team.
Favorites team. So now these are guys I just really love, and they're good. These aren't not chopped liver guys.
Well, some of mine are, but no, they're not chopped liver. But they're not.
Pat Hughes is centering your number one line.
Yes, he is. I would put Hughesy on there.
I know. That's. I mean, like, I didn't put Phil Bork. I love Phil Bork. But you know, come on, Phil. If you're listening, hopefully you are. I love Phil Bork. But you know,
these are just guys that I like.
Right. Okay. These are guys I like, but they're good.
All right. Yeah, they're all good. Well, okay. First,
you go first.
Well, my first line is exactly the same as my best team. It's Gretz, Mario, and Gordy, and Scott Stevens and Orr. I mean, that's the only one that's the same, but I can't change that line.
No.
I love everyone on that line.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad. I mean, you called the show and you prepared because you took Mount Rushmore and added Scott Stevens.
That's all I did. I had to have Scott Stevens on there, man. Yeah.
Well, you beat my team. I mean, Guy Gretzky. I mean, come on.
All right, now you want my number two line, or you want to go with
yours? Yeah, well, it's a
number two line.
Go ahead.
Left wing, Robert Probert.
Okay.
Center, Stevie Y.
Stevie Y.
You're gonna love this one. Right wing, Gustav Nyquist.
There you go.
We got him in there, man.
The goose is loose. And he signed a new contract. He'll be ready to play. He signed his new contract. He's ready for camp.
And yep,
and you're on your favorites team. That's a good one.
And my defense.
I didn't see that one coming.
My defense. I had to put Nyquist on there. My defense. Paul Coffey and Chelly.
There you go.
Do you want my third line?
Yeah, I guess.
Third line, centered by Phil Esposito.
Phil Esposito,
the great Jaromir Jagr. On right wing.
You love Yags.
And Bobby Hull.
Bobby Hull. Look at that.
Yags and Hull, come on.
That's a hell of a that is a hell of a line.
And
right
my
there.
Defenseman, Nick Lidstrom, and maybe a surprise here, Brad Park.
Oh, look at Brad made an appearance like 2 weeks in a row on this show.
Yeah, we talked about him. But I did some research. I looked back at some of it. Brad Park was a pretty good defenseman. Very creative.
Oh yeah.
Back there.
Absolutely.
Great passer.
Yeah.
You know. He was pretty talented. And then my fourth line. Oh, you're going to love this, man. Here's my fourth line. Center, the Witch.
Oh, wow.
Right wing.
Now you're making me question my list. Now,
right
because
wing.
I really, I know. Now I.
This is a good list.
Yeah.
Right wing.
Yes.
Brett Hull.
Yes.
Brett Hull. And on left wing, I know I'll be laughed out of the building, but who else am I going to go with? Brian Bickle.
I think you say Pat Hughes.
Well, I could have said Hughesy, but listen, look at that line, though. The Witch, Brett Hull, and Bickle.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a line.
Pretty
right
awesome
there.
Line, man.
That's you know, no one likes that line more than Brett Hull.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Brett Hull would do all the grinding for him.
Brett Hull would still be playing if he had
Witch
that
should be setting him up all day.
Are you kidding me?
And Bickle will do the heavy work.
Yeah. Brett Hull really would still be playing.
He would be. He could still score.
Oh, he could. He could still score. God, he's
and my and my goalie, my favorite team goalie, Terry Sawchuk.
Terry, another old school guy.
Yeah,
you get the
could
mix.
Stand on his.
I
head.
Like your team. It's the mix of the old, the new. You got Espo. You got Yags.
Yeah, it's a had good to bring song. Espo back.
You had to bring Espo
and
back.
And I had to put Nyquist.
Yeah, Gustav.
I don't know what it is about that, but I always think he's got skills.
Yeah, rare
player.
Now this will be fun. There'll be a lot,
and he's on with Probert. So I mean, that's a whole Red Wing line. That's Probert, Stevie Y, and Nyquist.
Yeah, So in the 2 weeks when we do our favorites of our favorite teams, Nyquist make the big jump, and your old DJ, not your old DJ, you're still a DJ, but when they used to do the top 40, what's that? Nyquist is like moving up with a bullet.
Yeah, he's moving up with a bullet.
All right.
You know all the lingo.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
he's moving up with a bullet because he didn't make the list last year. No. Now he's winning Hart trophies and making all-time. You know, he's one.
I may be the only guy that's got him.
He's one chisel away from the Mount Rushmore. He's gonna knock Ted Lindsay off Rushmore pretty soon.
Can't believe I didn't have Lindsay in there anyway.
I can't believe I forgot the witch.
Yeah, come on. Okay. All right, favorites on your favorite team
not available for the best team. So different guys.
Yeah,
different guys. Okay, left wing. This left wing. Of course, the Looch.
Oh, yeah, Looch.
You got to have the Looch. Yep. It wouldn't be my favorite team if Looch wasn't on it.
Good point.
Just for the handshakes, if you lose, I want Looch backing me up. He's not going to tell Probert to kick, is it? Maybe he'll go after Stevie Y or somebody. Go after Bossy.
He ain't messing with
a big buff Messier.
With Probert,
Or a big buff. Hey, he's not messing with my fourth line. He's not messing with Gino. Gino'll stick him.
Who else you got on that line?
Well, of course, the great Bugsy Malone.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Bugsy.
I forgot about Bugsy.
Yeah, Bugsy's got to be on that line. And my other winger, one of my all-time favorite power forwards, the great Johnny LeClaire. No one stood in front of the net better than John LeClaire.
Okay.
I almost put Lindros, but I had to put Bugsy because I love Bugsy. He's
but
from
you almost
Pittsburgh.
Put Lindros.
Almost put Lindros. Almost put Lindros. My second line, the Flower. The great Guy Lafleur.
Love him.
He very close to making. Like, he would have made my best team ever, but I thought, you know what? Guy's not playing the fourth line. I won't mess out there.
Okay.
I want Ertrotsch making the big draws.
Got it.
So, centering that line, West Coast Gino, Anje Kopitar. Love Kopitar.
Okay, he's great.
And winger on that line, Timu.
Wow. Timu Solani. Hard to keep off.
And, well, a favorite team, it's hard to keep off because I just loved I love him as an Anaheim guy. I loved him as just being a super dude.
Yeah.
But when he was on my old Sega PlayStation team, he was a Winnipeg Jet. He was unreal.
Unbelievable back then.
Unreal.
Yeah.
He's 76 goals.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And that
says it all.
76 goals.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
No one even, no one does that.
No, he's great.
Second line, or third line, or second line, however you want to cut it, Brandon Saad, the Saad father.
Right. I know you love him.
Oh, I love him. I love him. Sid.
Finally, we get Sid in there.
Sid, he's on my favorites team.
Finally.
Favorites team here, Sid.
All right.
No, Sid's, and then Ovi. Got to put Ovi on.
Well, now you have him, Ovi on right wing.
Yeah.
He traditionally plays left, though.
Yeah. Well, the Saad father can play either side. So.
Right. Okay.
I actually was not as on my favorites team, I was a little less constricted by who's playing what size.
But you
did catch it, though. Yeah, dude, I love watching Ovi play. I want to see us beat the Capitals in the playoffs and all the rivalry Wednesday.
Yeah,
but I love watching Ovi play.
Yeah, he's great.
It's
modern era player who's just terrific.
Absolutely true. And the yellow laces, like, who doesn't love that? Now, here's the guy that I absolutely do hate, and I'm gonna hate even more because he's gonna be playing with Saad. But it's like a chick you hate but you love. The great Scotty Hartnell.
Oh,
I got a chance to put Scotty Hartnell on my team.
I can't believe you did that,
dude. I would love to have
Scotty. When he's on your team.
Yeah, it's just my team now. Yeah. I'm gonna take Scotty Hartnell.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I like your pick at center here too.
Oh, the great Wendell Clark.
I love
the
great Wendell Clark.
Wendell Clark. He knocked Sittler off our Rushmore. I love Wendell.
He could play, and he was tough.
Oh, I love it. It was a toss-up between him and Messier. Insult Messier, but he was almost on my fourth line until I said, you know what? I gotta put Messier. He only has a handful of rings.
Yeah.
I gotta put him on my team. And then the Golden Jet, the guy we love, Brett Hall. The winger.
Good. I'm glad you Brett or Bobby?
Brett. The golden, not yeah, exactly. What the golden? Wait, what's
Bobby was the golden jet.
Gold, yeah, the golden boy, whatever. The kid, Brett Hall.
Brett Hall. I'm glad you got him on there. I had him on too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I love him. I just, yeah. You know, I mean, we can debate all you want. I love Brett Hall.
A goal scorer.
But you know, okay, the other wingers I have besides, if you say, oh, I love Brett Hall, then why isn't he on your best ever team? Well, because my wingers on that side are Jager, Bossy, and Stevie Y. That's why.
Well, yeah, there you go.
You know.
Now, I like some of your defensive pairings.
Okay, now this is where I really kind of got
fun.
Him.
Yeah, but I like them.
This is where I really kind of got fun. My favorite defenseman, probably that no one cares about ever, the great Al Iafredi.
I thought about him. I thought about him because no one has a better shot.
Nobody. It's just fun. Just loves like. Loved heavy metal, had the long hair.
Yeah, you gotta love
had
it.
all the hot chick racing Harleys. Like, how I afraid. Like, you want to die and come back as
I
afraid.
Yeah, he was a bad dude. Yeah.
You know, the other guy, another, and so I kind of paired him up as a little groupings here. The great Kevin Hatcher, former Capital Penguin. I think he wrote his brother's coattails at the end because he had to. Because Hatch used to be a tough guy. Not a super tough guy, but someone cleaned his clock, and after that, he didn't really want to fight too much. But I just always loved Kevin Hatcher. He's a Capital, and he became a Penguin. He kind of wasn't that good as a Penguin, but I figured put the old Capitals together and have some fun.
Okay.
My next defensive pairing is the little guys, the speed burners, the great Drew Doughty, and my old friend, Christopher Letang.
You know, I love that pairing. Although, who would wind up with the puck? Those two guys.
Who would wind up playing defense?
I know. No, nobody's staying at home.
No.
But also, they'd be fighting over the puck.
I
love that pairing. Both those guys are similar players. I like both those guys.
I think. Well, Letang is on injured reserve anyway, so he's
okay. Right. That's a cool.
He's on my all injured reserve. I guess him and Lindros can be on my all injured reserve team.
Right.
Now the third pairing, just guys, not to bring it down, but you know the great Vladimir Konstantinov.
You know, I had him on the list several times, and I actually crossed him off for Lidstrom. Just because he had a longer career, but I mean, Vlad was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. We've talked about him, but if you're newer to the show, basically he won the first cup with Detroit. He was from Russia. He won the first cup in the nouveau like Yzerman era, and then he got killed. He got paralyzed really bad going to a party. In the team limousine.
For the cup party.
For the cup. And they dedicated the next season to him. And I don't want to bring the show
one
down.
One of the saddest stories.
He was a
player.
He was like Scott. He was a little bit less. He was like Ray Bourque if Bourque had a little more Scott Stevens in him.
Yeah, exactly.
He was
Scott Stevensy.
Yeah, he was a man. He was the tough, mean Scott Stevens.
Yeah, he was mean.
But he had offense too. He wasn't just,
that was a player.
Or if you want to say, he was kind of like a better Nicholas Cronwell.
Yeah,
a bigger, tough. He's awesome. It's one of those things where you say, oh, well, could have been, but he was awesome.
Who would you pair him with?
Well, I pair him with another Russian guy, my guy, the Sarge, Sergei Gonchar.
Sergei.
I love Sarge. The Sarge. So, and then my healthy scratches for my all-time favorite team, the great Dustin Brown. Got to bring Dusty, the captain.
And, sure.
A lot of grit. Just a good team guy. I wouldn't have Dusty on the bus. I want to have cocktails with Dusty and PK Subban. I love. He'll probably sit out. He'll probably hold out in camp because he won't want to be sit. He won't be scratched.
Probably. Yeah.
And I do scratch PK. So I love Subban.
He's cool.
And of course the coach. My all time favorite team. The great Lindy Ruff.
Oh, you're of course.
Of course, the great
I knew
Lindy
you were
Ruff.
Picking him. You know who my coach is for my favorite team? Paul McLean.
Paul McLean. He's gonna be coaching your Ducks.
Yeah, man. Love him, man. I won't switch to be a Ducks fan if he comes there, but I still.
That's funny.
Paul McLean, man.
It's on barbecue, Bruce. It's amazing.
I've never heard a better speech when someone was fired than Paul.
Oh,
he was unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
I got to go with him. Well, that was fun, man. I mean, I love picking your favorite team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I did forget my goaltender.
Oh, your goaltender.
Yeah, no, my goaltender is on my favorite team, Jonathan Quick. And we'll end the flower. Give the flower. I love the flower.
Toss one to the flower.
Give him a bow. And my backup goaltender, because of this, because I gave everyone a backup goaltender. My backup goaltender to Patrick was the great Billy Smith.
Okay. My backup goaltender?
Yes.
On my favorite team? The Dominator.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
You love Dominator.
Yeah.
As you should. He's your new cup.
Love him. That was fun, man. I noticed we both put Pro Bear on.
Yeah. Pro Bear's a, you know. You don't get an award named after you on the show.
No, we both respect that guy.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. I think I would be probably the only guy to pick Nyquist and Bickle.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? And maybe next summer or hell, maybe in August, if we pick a team of our favorite guys now.
Yeah, that's another idea.
That's
a good idea.
Then he makes my team.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, that definitely Bickle does. Not Nyquist, I got to see, just because I love so many guys. Because if I just put together the best team, well, I don't know. Bickle. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You got Kane and Taves, and then a whole new slew of problems. Getzlaf, Perry.
I almost put Taves on this team.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Getzlaf, Perry.
I mean, he's right up there, but. Any of the guys from that Chicago team. I'm glad to see you put Saad on there.
Oh, yeah. Well, God.
That was cool. You got Luch in there.
Yeah.
Wendell Clark.
You didn't pick Luch.
I didn't pick Luch.
You didn't pick
Luch. Well, look who I picked. I mean, I had, Probert, Bobby Hull. I had Gretzky playing left wing.
No, I know. I mean, on your favorites team. I know Luch doesn't make the Mount Rushmore.
I should have. I used the Mount Rushmore guys as my first line still.
Yeah.
So really, and then my other two guys were Probert, Bobby Hull, and then Bickle. So
Bickle gets a nice pay jump with you. He's trying to get.
I'm bumping him up.
He can't get that much love out of Stan Bowman.
I know. Come on, man. It's Bickle. I wish he would go to the Red Wings.
It's still a chance, right?
Yeah. I'd love to get him.
He's still just making.
I don't know why I like him so much. I think it's just because of his rugged style. He's old school. He plays like an old school guy.
You love him the same reason I love him, because it's a dying breed. Power forward, and that's exactly what you need.
Well, that's what you need. I was thinking, the other guy that was left off my list, so he could have been on my favorite team or my best of team, was Frank Mihaljevic.
Oh,
because he was the OG. Powerful,
yeah. Now that's
a big guy who could fly. Had a great shot.
What's his freight train? The big train. What's his original?
Big train.
The big train.
Yeah,
yeah. The big train. Look at that.
Man, he was great.
Yeah. Well, if you're going that,
his brother was good, Peter.
Yeah, Pete. That's always the first name I think of is Peter Mihaljevic.
He was good.
He played a little bit later. Like he's almost my era, Peter Mihaljevic.
Almost kind of between, but you know. But both the Mihaljevic's were good.
Yeah.
Frank was the original power forward that I remember.
Well, the other guy that you didn't put on from the original, obviously, is Jean Beauvillier.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that, too.
Yeah, you had way more to pick. You had not even to pick from, but you had way more internal strife, I guess.
Well, I did, because, look, Beliveau would have been terrific. I mean, how do you keep him off the list, really? And
yeah.
Fedorov, too. I didn't pick Fedorov. He's one of my all-time favorite players. But, I just liked...
I mean, I like that because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to pick guys I've never seen. So that just opens up space for me.
Because then
I don't have to...
On my favorite team, I picked Sidney as my second line center with Hull and Richard, and I could have easily picked Fedorov.
Yeah,
Or any number of guys. But I just thought Sid, to me, you know what I like about Sid, and is when he wins those big games like that Team Canada game that he won. You know, he just took over.
Yeah, he did.
I think when he's at his best, he takes over, and that's a rare quality.
No, he does. This is going to be a big year to see what Sid's got.
You guys improved yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be because he's going to have Kessel. You know, I mean, he's
Kessel's going to help.
He's going to have Kessel, so he's going to actually have a forward. a winger that can really, I mean.
Now, do they put them on the same line?
Kessel can literally roll out of bed and score 40 goals with Sid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. He's got hands.
He's
got
a scorer,
speed.
Man. He's a scorer.
Yeah, I think he's going to play with Sid. I think they owe it to Sid, and I think they owe it to the franchise, because I think if that doesn't work, then Gino's going to go. So you might as well set up. You might as well set it up that, I mean, if they don't do much, if it goes bad next year, Gino has to go. I mean, you can't keep losing with the same guys.
No, it's hard to think that they would ever trade him, but
it's hard to think they would ever not come back to being a one conference final in 7 years.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, a lot. It's all hard to believe when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know.
Chicago's won three cups since they've won one.
Well, you know, Chicago.
And they have a much better team. But and LA's won two, and the Bruins won one, and the Bruins just gave up. The Bruins literally just gave up. So
yeah, garage sale.
You know, it's one or the other.
Well, you know, Chicago, what do you think about Chicago and the changes they made? Let a lot of their top guys go. They got a lot of talent for the future.
We'll be saying this all year, but at least for right now, I actually think they got better.
Do you really? Wow.
I think they got
even with Saad going.
I think I'm of the
Sharp.
I think Sharp is a good player, and I think Sharp's a good player. He's a winner. He's a team guy. I think his skills were a little bit diminished.
Scored a big goal there though in the finals.
He did. I'm not basing this on. I guess it is. Someone called me out on Twitter. They go, regular season stupid. Well, about my all Bartnick regular season.
Oh yeah,
team,
right.
I didn't have Taves on it. And I'm like, what's the regular season? Yeah. Now I think they got four forwards that can play in the top 12, as opposed to two.
Interesting.
Love Saad.
I know.
I love Saad, but you know what?
And Sharp may be on the decline a little, was good in those playoffs, man.
He was good. He did not have that great regular season. But the guys they got, I mean, they got two guys for – they got two guys for – they got two the Anisimov is a baller.
Yeah.
And Anisimov is a good center. The other thing that – well, you know what? I don't know, because I don't like them losing Richards. You guys got Richards.
Yeah. We'll take him.
Yeah, so I just thought of that now. I don't know. I don't know.
Lost some guys.
Okay. It's all debatable. I don't think it was as bad as they think. I think.
But you like some of the guys they got.
I do. And I definitely like Garbutt coming in there and mixing it up in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I like Trevor Daley. Oduya's a big loss too, though. They're not as gonna be as I think their demise is, I think people thinking they're not gonna that they lost a lot is premature.
Okay.
I'll say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got you.
We'll leave that for next week.
You know, at least they made some changes. A lot of teams win the cup and then they stay pat.
Exactly.
And these guys made some moves. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it was interesting. All right, well, that was really fun. I love picking both of
yeah,
those.
What a great what a
team.
What
and,
a great – you made the call.
So we had a few differences there. And
yeah, a bunch, but it's fun. That's what makes it fun. Then next week we're going to have a guest.
Who's our guest?
Mike Schmidt, remember?
Oh, yeah, Mike Schmidt.
He got a car wreck last time.
That's
so.
Right, Mike. Is he okay?
I guess he's okay, so hopefully he'll be here.
You know who else stopped me is the great Earl Skakel.
Yeah, we got to get
stopped
Earl back
me.
In.
He wants to come in?
The door is always
open. Yeah, we got to pick our top goons.
The 12 toughest guys
12
we know.
12 toughest guys ever.
Well, maybe we'll keep teasing. There you go.
It
was great, too, because someone on Twitter gave me the big nod. They love, you know, that I know our esteemed producers, like, we got to get out of here.
Okay.
But that, you know, Robinson, the mad stork, my all-time favorite, you know, my
Larry Robinson.
Yeah, Larry Robinson. He was a plus 750.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's a good pick then.
Yeah, that's...
I had him on my second.
Yeah, game. Yeah, yeah. No, I just made me think of it. I saw the stat today on Twitter. I'm like, 750. 50.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive.
That's ridiculous.
I had him playing with Paul Coffey on my
It makes the doctor even better.
Yeah.
And the doctor can always be up ice because no one's scoring on Larry.
There you go.
No one's scoring. That's obviously, 700.
You need to stay a homer and a guy who can roll with the puck. Well, listen, man, that was a lot of fun.
You're the best, Frank.
Joe Bartnik, we thank you. We thank you, Uber. If you want to be an Uber driver, check that out. It's always fun.
And blame us when you're making all that money.
Yeah.
And listen to Puck Up and talk hockey. And, Frazier, you're the best. You're the best. Our fans are the best. I love you guys. I'm Joe Bartnik.
Frazier Smith, don't forget to check me out on KLOS on Sunday night, 10 to 2. You got some stand-up?
Things are going, but like you know, I just want to.
He's one of the best stand-ups out there.
Oh, thanks.
Please,
man.
Go see Joe Bartnik when you can. This is Frazier Smith for Joe Bartnik on Puck Off. We are
out.